Hello and welcome back to How to Be a Healer. This episode is all about Saturn returns, what it is and what it means for you. So if you're curious about astrology or if you've heard this term before, I hope this is really helpful and informative for you, and I'm glad you're here. So what is Saturn return? So Saturn is a planet. Okay, we know that. Sorry, that's so patronizing. Everyone knows Saturn is a planet. And it's, when people say Saturn returns, all it means is on the day you were born, Saturn was in a specific place in a zodiac sign in a certain house on your birth chart. So you're born and there's like a screenshot of the moment you were born astrologically, what was going on, and that is called your birth chart. And Saturn returns is roughly 29 and a half years later. It comes back round to the exact placement it was in the moment you were born, and that's why it's called Saturn returns. And other planets do that. There's like Jupiter returns, but that's a whole other episode. So that's what that is. But I honestly generally never heard of this until I listened to Saturn Return with Kagi Dunlop, because I was obsessed with her when I was younger. And then she started doing this podcast and I was like, this is everything I'm into. And it just was really helpful because I was always into astrology and learning about that. Saturn return was so helpful through her podcast. So like, full disclosure, I was obsessed with Kagi from Made in Chelsea. She was like, I just wanted to be her. Okay, so enough about that. So Saturn, what does Saturn returns mean? Is Saturn is when it returns back into your placement that you were born in, it's like the universe is rocking you to your core to say, are you living authentically? A lot of times in people's lives, this is around the age they either make huge commitments or things that they've past, they've been on, they decide to change, because it's where you could, I don't know if this, you could resonate with this, but it's basically like the universe could, for years, could have been throwing pebbles, then it starts throwing stones, and then it starts throwing boulders if you are not living it's kind of what you truly should be living, or with people you should be really with, or in jobs you should be doing, or living in certain places. It may feel like really painful raw time for some people, because it, a lot of things can go seemingly wrong when actually you're just being readjusted to go, do you want to be living today the same way tomorrow? Kind of, that's basically the gist of it. But if you are living your path of authenticity, then it's fine. It's, it sort of finesses that and helps you, and a lot of times a lot of people don't resonate. Like, I didn't nothing horrendously happened to me actually during my Saturn return. It was during the beginning of my 30s when I felt all this. So it's completely relative to you, but a lot of people do feel around 27, 28, things shifting in them. Maybe they've been in relationships for years and they're like, I'm not sure, or they get married. A lot of astrologers, and this is, I don't recommend this, but a lot of astrologers do say you shouldn't get married before your Saturn returns, but obviously, you know, free will and do what you like and it's fine. But it's just saying that that's a sort of age where you're being brought a lot of life lessons. And Saturn is the planet of structure and discipline, systems, and that means systems in our society, systems in our own lives. And it's about reevaluating those systems. Like, do you agree with what's going on in the world and like how you're showing up to it? Do you agree with your day-to-day life and what your sort of rituals and habits, are they still you? You know, you could have started doing something when you were 17, 18, and now you're sort of 10 years in and you're like, do I really like this anymore? And it's about questioning who you are. I mean, you can do this at any age. This isn't like specifically for people who are in their late 20s. I believe you can change your life at any age, any day of the week, anywhere. But this is just to understand what a Saturn return is. And yeah, so obviously it looks and feels different to everybody. But it's like Saturn is asking you, like, who are you? What do you want? What do I want to do? And what makes me really happy? It's asking you to look at, like, have you been using things as a coping mechanism to distract you? I personally found this a lot. When I lived in London, I was just constantly distracted from taking care of myself or what I even wanted or how to make my own choices. Or and I was in London during my Saturn return, so it was a lot. And personally, I just don't suit cities. I'm a bit of a country bumpkin, and I realised that during that time. And I was like, I just don't work here. I can come in and like dabble and have a few days, but where I should be is like living my wind in the willows life next to a river. But basically, yeah, back to Saturn returns. People call it like it's a next step into adulthood. It's ushering like a next phase of your life, which I think is really exciting. And it's about doing a reshuffle, but it can be scary because a lot of people, like, big friendships can end. That's a huge thing I've spoken to people about. They've had childhood friends or like friends they've had for years or groups of friends. They're just like, God, I really don't connect with these people anymore. Or this has been building for a while and you think you have to stay in these friendship groups and like, that's it. Which you never have to, but it can be quite a scary time. And it's just taking responsibility as well. That's a huge thing for Saturn. That's a theme of Saturn, is being accountable, because you can't, this is only for certain things. This isn't for people who are living in war zones or people who are in oppressive system, like seriously oppressive systems and in abusive, emotionally or physically abusive relationships. This doesn't apply to you. But for everyone else, it's about taking responsibility for your part in what is going on in your life and thinking, how am I contributing to this? Or and being really nice to yourself. I don't mean like berating yourself, because that gets you nowhere, but just like thinking, like, do I really want to be doing this job? Like, is this really me? Am I doing this because maybe my parents suggested it, or my whole friendship group do this kind of, like, are in this industry and I go along with it? But actually, I really like gardening and I want to do, like, I don't know, a podcast about plants. Do you know what I mean? I don't know. But like, this is what Saturn return kind of represents. And what is really useful is learning. I mean, you can literally Google like Astro Cafe are quite good for this. It's a good website. But you can look up when your Saturn return is, if it's not, if you haven't had it yet, or you can look back and look at when it was for you. And what's really useful is looking at the zodiac sign that yours is in and looking at the house. So the zodiac sign will show you the kind of essence that your Saturn return would have been in, and your house represents what area of life would have been affected the most. I did some training with She's Lost Control, and during one of our weeks we focused on Saturn returns, and we were focusing on David Bowie's birth chart. And it's quite interesting. His first Saturn return was in 1976. And that was when he sort of became really his first initial sort of fame. He starred in his first leading film role. And he has one of his most significant albums, and it's also his only criminal arrest occurred this year, which is really interesting. So like a lot of changes in his life, pun intended. And then his second Saturn return, which is roughly around the age of 56, he is awarded the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award and announces that he's taking a year off touring and recording, which was in 2006. And I'm just telling you that just as like a sort of a light example of big changes in your life. And they could be on either side. This doesn't have to be like on your 28th birthday, you suddenly just go, I'm changing my entire life. It's just bubbling. And I think sometimes people can get scared about their Saturn returns. They think they're going to get punished or like things, everything's going to go wrong. And it's not the case. It's just when you can't see and you're not taking action on something that's just like knocking on your door, like this isn't working, this doesn't feel good, this doesn't feel good. It's around this age during the Saturn return that the noise is so loud that you can't not acknowledge it if you aren't living your true authentic life. And it's okay if you don't know what that is, but it's just saying what you're doing isn't really working and it's okay. But it's time to make some changes. And it's so mad when you're younger, you think 30 is like, or beginning like late 20s, 30s. I can only speak for myself. You think like that's just the age where everything's like should be like, like in a neat bow. And oh my God, I mean, I honestly didn't even have an original thought until I was about 31. And there was a load of things. So I never tapped into my own potential until I was in my 30s, personally. So it's so interesting, the insane pressure we put on ourselves, we can put on ourselves to have our lives sorted. And also, I don't know about you, but like, just when you start doing like work on yourself, or you're getting interested in psychology and neuroscience, and you're doing whatever form of therapy and self-awareness and things like that, and you're making like intentional changes to your life, you are changing so much. And like what I thought I wanted at 28 now is like, I mean, I just, yeah. So I don't know why I'm just telling you that, but it's just a way of saying that you don't have to have like a set idea and stick to it forever. Like give yourself permission to change, change your mind, kind of feel a bit more fluid with like, I don't have to stay in this career forever. I don't have to stay in this house forever. I don't have to stay in this relationship forever. I don't have to spend time in this friendship group either. I think, you know, anything that is connected to our sense of security is really questioned during your Saturn return, and it's absolutely fine. And I do astrology sessions with people. So what that means is I go over your sun, your moon and your rising sign. But recently clients have been coming back to me and asking me to do sessions on Saturn returns, and I'm going to offer that as well. So just go to my website, which is, it should be in the show notes, but it's www.graceprince.co.uk, and you can find all my information there. If you want to book a session with me, we can go over your Saturn returns and what it means for you and have any questions. And, but it's basically another thing I realized, the house that your Saturn returns in, you often feel like a late bloomer in that area, which is really interesting. And I sort of connect this back to myself as an example. My Saturn is in my first house, which is the house of identity and self-awareness. And like I said earlier, I didn't start having like original thoughts or connecting to myself until I was about 31. And that's makes sense for me because my Saturn is in my first house, So it took me a while to find my voice and find out who I was. And I think if I'd known that, maybe I wouldn't have been so like distressed sometimes and been like, why don't I feel like everyone understands what they want to do apart from me? Or I was trying to force a career that I thought I wanted to do and I didn't really want to do it. So it's really just nice, actually. It's quite nice to go, oh, this is like part of my, what I believe is my karmic journey, my point, my soul's choice is to learn this lesson. And when you see that, it's really nice to have it like confirmed. And yeah, so just knowing your Saturn, it's like how you work best as well. It's just really useful. Bit of self-awareness, self-knowledge, like I think it's wonderful. And yeah. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I really appreciate it because there's so much choice, so it literally makes my heart implode this anyone other than like my mom will listen to this. So I really appreciate it and I really hope it's helpful. So I'm going to do a couple solo episodes, but I will be interviewing professional healers as well, so keep posted. I'll keep you posted on that. And I'm just really glad you're here. And if you've got any suggestions of healing modalities that you want to train in and that I can interview people or anything like that, just reach out. And yeah, thank you for listening. Bye.